This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys, what the heck, spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. I mean, really, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you do spend with us on the air, that you do spend with us, you know, being part of the solution. Been a lot of, did you miss me from last? You had to miss me. There's no way around it. I mean, seriously.
I missed you.
Well, you would miss me. I'm easy to get along with. Why? Anybody would miss me. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Remember, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do there. There's a lot you can get involved with. And there's other, you know, again, there's other people there smarter than I in any one of those chat rooms that you can have a good time with. I want to get right on. I really want to hit hard. I really want to get right on these jerks. And when I say jerks, I mean jerks like, oh, I'm going to be nice. I shouldn't be, but I'm going to be nice anyhow. No, I'm not. Smollett. Right? I mean, everybody's so excited because they think he got justice. I'm not so sure he got justice. Not yet, anyway. I mean, and I love when you guys write me, you know, I'm not a black man, I can't talk about this, I can talk about anything I want to. I can talk about any time a human being... Right. Anytime a human being does something like this to another human being, and when I say does something like this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Right? I mean, this guy took the, I mean, for all intents and purposes, remember what I told you about racism and when women accuse men of doing things and then later on, you know, you find out that they lied about it? When this kind of stuff happens, you set the black community back 100 years. And the most negative, I know, just jumped in and started, but whatever. The most negative and nasty thing one could call out, one could use as a sign, is the noose. Now, the police chief from Chicago was livid. Let's see if I can play him out for a minute or two for you. You got to hear it from his mouth. Otherwise, you're going to say I'm lying. Anytime you're ready, chief. No, seriously, I'm good with this.
Attention that we're giving to this particular incident. So this morning, I come to you not only as the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, but also as a black man who spent his entire life living in the city of Chicago. I know the racial divide that exists here. I know how hard it's been for our city and our nation to come together. And I also know the disparities, and I know the history. This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why.
Well, why? Because we've created this environment. Think about what he actually did. He played on the fears of both blacks and whites. Think about that. The worst thing that a white guy can be accused of is hateful racism towards a black guy or black person. Right? He is a black man knows. And a black gay man. Now, he knows how that's going to play out. He's not stupid. He knows exactly what's happening. I'm not going to elaborate on whether it had to do with his paycheck or had to do with whether he's going to keep a job. Or not. That's not my job to do. But he walks into the hospital with a noose around his neck. The most scary, insensitive, nasty, hateful sign you can think of. And here, his attorney came out today. I don't have the exact words, but basically saying that he, Smollett, is a man of integrity. That, you know, Smollett is being made a scapegoat or whatever. I'll get more of that in a little bit. We'll talk about it. But just to look at this and believe me, he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew how big this would be. He knew how much play this would get. Is anybody okay in any way, shape, manner, form with what he said? But again, I go back to this. This is why these words like racism, this is why these words like homophobic, they don't mean anything anymore. Because the left, especially people like him, the left has come out and believes it's okay to do this to make a point. Because it's there anyway. That other brain surgeon, the one that everybody loves so much, Carmela Harris, she comes out and says, like most of you, I've seen the reports about Jussie Smollett, and I'm sad, frustrated, and disappointed when anyone makes false claims to the police. It not only diverts resources away from serious investigations, but it makes it more difficult for other victims of crime to come forward. But, you know what the but means? Okay, whatever, but listen up here. At the same time, we must speak the truth. Hate crimes are on the rise in America. Just last year, the FBI released statistics that revealed a 17% increase in the number of hate crimes in America. How many of those were lies? That's what I'd like to know. I mean, Smollett got caught. Who didn't? Right? So, yes, does racism exist? Yes. Are there hateful people? Yes. Are there black people that have been physically abused or verbally abused because of their color? Yes. But don't use it for political gains. We're still working some great things in this country. I'm Joe Buscini, your host. Corey Duncan joins me after the break. Let's see what he has to say about this peach of a human being. You listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And you really need to be part of the conversation. If that means you head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Again, there's a lot happening over there. And you know what? There are smarter people than I in the chat room. Seriously, if you don't like what I'm saying, you think I'm a little dull, a little boring, head over there, and you'll very much, very much enjoy the conversation. But let me bring him on, because I always have so much fun when he's on with me, and I know you look forward to him every week. We've got Corey. Well, they do. They asked me if you're going to be on tonight. I'm not going to tell them anymore unless they send me money. That's where I'm getting to. Anyway, Corey Duncan joins me like he does every week, and I always appreciate his time with me and his viewpoint on certain issues and things. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you and Tammy and all of the loyal listeners that tune in on Thursday nights and all through the week. Because you always have such interesting guests on. So I'd like to thank everyone that's tuned in on Facebook and also your website and also the chapters of the Grassroots Concerned Association group, the Miami and Montana chapters. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Well, it's great to have them on. You know, I mean, that sincerely. It's always a good time. I love the comments they make and that kind of thing. All right, so listen, I'm not going to get too political with you, but you gotta. Don't you want to take this guy out in the back alley, maybe teach him a lesson, Jussie Smollett? I mean, seriously, think about what he had to sit there on the couch or in the car or wherever he was, and think through doing all of this. And now it's coming out because he wasn't making enough money. So let's, you know, I mean, God bless. Do you know what could have happened if, you know, some riots started to heat up in that area? I mean, God, walking into the hospital with a noose around your neck? I mean, seriously?
Well, the only thing that I have to say about and comment that I have to say about this is what liberals do and socialists do. Especially, well, this has nothing to do with socialism. This is just pure stupidity. And, you know, this is what they do, well, liberals. And this is why I continue to say that you have to educate our young Americans. And I know I beat that in the ground, but that's where it starts at. It starts with the education.
Yep.
So they don't wind up like this. And they do things like this because, A, they probably don't have a job. And, you know, most of them don't have jobs because they still live at home with their mother in the basement until they're 35, like Mr. Sanders. But, you know, that's what the problem is education and it's ignorance. Ignorance, the reason of it is no education about exactly morality or things or to understand exactly, you know, what he did was just stupidity. But it goes all the way back to the young Americans, what I beat on every week, every day. And, you know, it has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with a stunt by somebody stupid. And the media is giving them more airtime than what he deserved. So yep. They basically have turned this man into a rock star overnight for doing something stupid. And that's what we do. But when we talk about something that has to do with education or has to do with making sure that our young Americans are educated, also reach goals so they can succeed, no, I want to hear about that part.
All right, so listen.
But I want to sit up.
Wait a minute. You know, before you get rolling, hold your note, because this goes into exactly what you're talking about. There was a recent report out in Intellectual Takeout, a website online, that talked about college illiteracy is growing at an alarming rate, which means more and more children, and that's what they are, you have to agree, they're children, more and more children are entering college and they can't read. They need remedial English. They need remedial reading. They need remedial math, which means the school systems, the school districts are just pushing your kids out just to get them out in some cases. And they're not ready for the real world. They're not ready to get an education to speak of.
Well, that's because the level, you know, of the education that's being put out here is third or fourth rate. That's why. And the educators that are tired of not being underpaid, as they are in Maryland and probably some other liberal states, they're underpaid because it's all tactics to make you discouraged. It doesn't matter how motivated a person is. If you continue to discourage them, especially an educator, they're gonna wind up throwing their hands up in the air, and it's gonna be like the old cliche that if you can't beat them, join them, and they're just gonna be there for a paycheck, and that's why the situation is what it is. Or the dedicated teacher tries to come out and tries to be not just a teacher but an educator, because there's a big difference in the two. Because a lot of people think it's the same thing. No, they're not. Educator goes the distance. And the thing of it is that when they go to do that, they're told, look, I don't care. You still pass this person. even if they can't read or write or even count. So, you know, and it's a true story. Just to get the federal money, they'll pass you out. And then when you get out here in the work world, you know, that's why they, a lot of people that doesn't meet the quota for education, they revert to other tactics like the race card or that the fact that I just turned into a life of crime. And that's exactly what happens. But, you know, it all starts, you have to start somewhere. And that's why we started with just trying to work with the education part. And then we, you know, move to the next part. You know, all these steps have levels. And you have to have it where it's one level goes to the next level, then to the next level. Especially for people that have been already told that you basically out here, you know, on a ship by yourself. Here's the diploma, which, you know, it only says on, you know, satisfactory conditions that you passed or whatever. So, you know, a lot of people just think, make sure you read your diploma real well and stuff. And it'll tell you exactly, you know, what kind of education you have.
No, look, I agree with you. When I watch what's going on with education, what they're allowing, what they're accepting, how they're dumbing down, you know, some of the levels, some of the exit exams. I think I told you in California, we have no exit exam. Now, you can get out of high school as long as you pass your classes without us, well, honestly and really knowing where you stand when it comes to education levels. Is that, if you're a parent out there, is that really what you want for your kids? Is that what you want to believe is happening or not happening to your children? I wouldn't. I want to make sure they go to a good school, and we know what I mean by that. Anyway, you're going to have to hold your tongue till after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I love doing that. I'm probably going to the guys and get him to stop talking next to his wife. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hello.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The New York Post summing it up with a one-word headline over Jussie Smollett's picture, liar. The actor arrested and now out on bond after a bogus claim he's attacked in Chicago by men wearing MAGA Make America Great Again hats. Police say his motive to drum up publicity for himself. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Smollett is out on bond after a court appearance on a charge of filing a false report. The Empire actor claimed he was assaulted by two masked men wearing pro-Trump hats who hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him. Cook County prosecutor Risa Lanier says the actor hired two brothers to help stage the attack.
Smollett's
stated that he wanted them to appear to attack him.
I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 103 points to close at 25,850, the NASDAQ down 29, and the S&P 500 down 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. I'm Joe Martino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And you know, get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I love this. You know, it's funny how the left will fight stuff. And while we were at break, not a press release, but a headline that said that Jussie Smollett's lawyers promised an aggressive defense on the charges. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, what's to defend? I mean, they have everything against this guy. And you can't say it's a racist situation because the chief of police is black. So let's go ahead and try to hang this on him. And again, you know, he's openly gay. He's a black actor. And he had to throw a MAGA hat on the guys. It just, you could have wrote this script. That's how stupid this guy is. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Let me bring on somebody who's a lot smarter than I am on these things. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. Well, it's true. I get crazy. You are like a quiet storm. Anyhow, Corey, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And you were touching on it before. It's so right. It's so true. It's all about education, right? We educate our kids. We teach them right. They won't have to do this. Matter of fact,
absolutely,
they wouldn't have to do anything like this to get a better job. Just crazy.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Once again, thank you for having me on tonight. You guys have been the best. And I want to say hello to everyone out there. And I also want to say to my loving wife, Anna, that she finished up her series, Empowered Women, last night. And I hope that everyone goes to our website, www.conservativegen.com, and go there and look at the video. She just did a masterful piece of work with that. And coming up in 2 weeks, we'll be Empowered Men. Most outspoken, charismatic, and very controversial, the Colonel, the good Colonel Corey Duncan. But what I want to say is this: I'm going to touch upon that because, see, I'm going to really get in depth about it. So I hope everyone tells their sons, their brothers, and son-in-laws and dads, because I'm going to be talking direct to them. It's a five-part series, and it's going to deal with the essentials of to success is as God, family, country, education, and our new one that we've added to it, unity. And that's what we have to have. And we, this is about talking about the situation like with this young man, we're talking about for him to do such a stupid thing is because somewhere along the line he didn't get taught the proper education. He didn't get the proper education about life. So I'm going to be talking about a whole lot of things dealing with that, because that's what we need to get back to. And one essential is that, you know, a lot of these people you had, they have no God in their life at all. So you need some sort of guidance before you can even start on this road to success. And we're not talking about winning. We're not talking about making money. We're not talking about this. We're talking about achieving goals that's achievable to reach, not things that are not achievable. So I hope everyone can tune in. And, you know, it's just we come to a part time in this country where, you know, we have all of this crazy stuff going on. And, you know, a lot of them people, you know, I heard a conversation today, you know, concerning the five socialists that's running for president, Mr. Booker, Mr. Sanders, and this lady Camilla. And then it's these other two knuckleheads. These two, and see, I'm really get in depth about it, because there's a lot of things these people don't know about, a lot of these people, that the life they live, there's this Machiavellian type attitudes that they have, these tactics that they use, and all of them are satanic. They're not just socialists or liberals, because a lot of these people, I guarantee you, watch the awards next week, or whenever it is, the Grammys or the Oscars or whatever that's coming up, you're going to see a lot of people, and they get on there with these satanic signals and these subliminal messages and also political messages. Stay tuned and watch a whole lot of that, because a lot of people are this subservient type attitude to these type people where they do nothing and they're trying to bring the country down. And so the thing of it is that when you, this young lady, I don't know which one of these knuckleheads, this Caucasian lady today said that one of the five, I know somebody seen it probably in the chat room, I can't remember word for word, but she said one of the five reasons to declare a national security problem down at, well, you know, like what the President Trump did. I could not, but I'm sorry, I can't get all this out because I'm just totally miffed. She said the first one, listen to this, and I hope everyone's holding on to something, you know, so they don't fall out. She said, The number one was climate change. What? Climate change? Then she said, the next one was gun control. I said, what? Now, wait a minute, hold up now. We haven't even heard anything about the border. I'm like, where do these people come from? And all of them are socialists. All of them are in agreement. They want free health care. They want open borders. I'm like, okay, to an intelligent person that actually works for a living, if you're going to get free health care to everyone, who is going to pay for it? Right.
You are.
So the thing of it is right, exactly. So my whole thing of it is when I hear liberals and I hear socialists, well, these are liberals and socialists, and they have that, as I said, Machiavellian type attitude, where, that's the people out there in Hollywood. And then, you know, then we got these liberals, and then we got some people that's conservative. Then, you know, that's why I say this part about when I'm getting ready to educate about empowered men, I hope everyone tunes in, because I'm going to be direct. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be nice. I'm going to be direct because I'm getting tired. We need the men of this country, and especially young men, and our older patriots and Americans to stand up and stop being, it is my new word for people that are not masculine, is stop acting so moist about things, so petty about things. Because we got a lot of guys that act real moist. And I'm like, really? I'm like, what have happened to certain things in this country about any kind of masculinity? I get it every week. I get an email or I get something from someone that you're ignorant or just that. I'm like, you can call me anything you want. I still love you. I still love you.
You're too masculine. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. And I want to tell Pat from Utah, now chapter in Utah. That's what she said. She said, Corey, I think what the problem is that, number one, you say what you mean, and you mean what you say, and you say how you feel. The people got a problem about people that actually say what they mean, and they actually put it out, and you can actually go to your website and see what you guys are doing. And then you can even go to River Oaks, Texas, and see, or Ogden, Utah, or Victoria, Minnesota, and also Santa Fe, New Mexico, and you can see what's happening on College Station, Texas, and you can see what we're doing instead of saying, well, you know, I don't want to be a part of that because I don't like Kenny. He's not proper. Don't worry about me. Worry about the agenda. That's what you don't worry about. You mean we don't have to be friends? That's fine. But I still love you because guess what? I can't walk around with all that hell on my heart and stuff like that. I can't do that because guess what? I won't prosper if I allow you to bring me down like that, and I won't allow that. I know a lot of people say, well, he gets upset. I get upset because I can't stand people that sit back and they want to take and go after you like that, but they're not doing one thing about what the issue is. And the issue is very simple in this country. Our young Americans need to be educated, not only about history, but about morality and everything else. And that'll clear up the politics part of it.
More what? Morale what? I mean, seriously, morality now is everybody's own. I mean, they decide what's moral, what's not moral. They decide what's good, what's bad. I mean, think about it. Nancy Pelosi actually came out a few months back again and reiterated, think about this. This was the party that approved partial birth abortion, that the Democrats are doing God's work and the Republicans are like they're doing Satan's work. Like, I'm sorry.
And you know what I have to say to that, Joe?
Keep it clean.
Go ahead,
quick.
You've been a man of class. I wouldn't dignify an answer for that.
All right. Well, I'm Joe Messina, your host. He can undignify me an answer during the break. We'll be back in a minute. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt, at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, actually. And I mean that sincerely. You need to be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're part of the problem. You're not getting the information you need. Whether you're listening to a show like mine or somebody else's who's giving you real information, because that's what you want. You want real information. But if you're not getting real information, if you're not getting facts, then all you're doing is spewing party lines. And in the immortal words of, I can't even think of the guy's name, but you're dead to me. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody can spew a party line. Anybody can spew a title that they see or a headline that they see. But for you to actually think it through, do a little bit of your own homework. And this is why our kids are having so much trouble. Seriously. Because you're not giving them facts. You're not giving them real stuff to work with. Speaking of real stuff, Corey Duncan joins me. And he is the real deal, as they say. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard him hold back on anything unless he thought it was going to get me put off the radio or something. Other than that, always good to have him with me. Hey, Corey, how you doing?
Always a pleasure to appear, and you're definitely correct about that. I don't hold back anything. Anyone knows anything about me and all of my years on the earth. I have no filter, and I'm going to tell you the way it is. If you like it, so be it. If you don't, then we can still be friends, right? After. But I want to thank you, and you'll see how real I am next week because Me, you, and the queen, Miss Anna Duncan, have a date next week at CPAC, and we'll be there. Not only will we be there, the Texas chapter will be there, the Miami, Florida chapter will be there, and also the Utah chapter and the Chantilly, Virginia chapter will be there. So guess what? The Grassroots Conservative Association group, we got your back. So don't worry about it. Come see us in person next week, because we can't wait for CPAC next week. Because guess what? Guess what? That's like the Super Bowl of conservatives. So
we're definitely going to have fun, because I don't expect it'll be a quiet time with you and me together in the same room.
Oh no. I'm going to tell you, it's funny. It's funny because I was telling somebody today, Ben, you was just talking about, and I said, I always try to tell these people about Barack Obama. I say, man, what did he do for 8 years? And the guy can't tell me. I said, he's probably one of these guys that, I seen your wife with two other guys, and she was sitting on another guy's lap feeding them, and he probably said, well, that's our cousin. And I'm like, okay, dummy, all right. You'll never be able to get through to these people, so. And the other essence, people don't like you to be real about things. And when I be real and tell them, what's the most times that you hear something real from a person? Either when they don't, when they done with you, they're on their deathbed, they drunk, or they mad with you. And I'm probably leaving another one out, but guess what? I tell you anyway, and I'm not even one of the four. So, and that's just what it is. Why should any of us bite our tongue to be politically correct about something that's detrimental to our life, to our children's lives, or to our grandchildren's lives? Why should we? We should never be that way. Because guess what? Go ahead, sir.
Well, no, I was going to let you finish, but it's funny. I want to get back to education for a minute, because, recently this whole thing with John Wayne resurfaced again, a interview he did in Playboy in 1971, where he made some pretty disparaging remarks towards black people, but not like that they're useless and stupid and you can't do anything, nothing like that. But the man lived a decent life. He did a lot of good things in this country. He did a lot of good things for people as a whole as he got older, because we're all pretty stupid when we're young. We're all pretty stupid when we're young. And to use Barack Obama's word and Hillary Clinton and Billy Bob Clinton's words, we evolve with some of our mindsets. We evolve when we get away from our parents and our hometowns. We find out some of the stuff that we learned or were told wasn't right. It was wrong, period. And, it's the new, I don't even know what you want to call them, boneheads? That's a good word. Okay. The new boneheads.
Whatever is taught from the womb and stuff is never forgotten. Trust me. I can sit here now and tell you some things that my mother and my dad taught me when I was young, and I blew it off, but I now see it. So it's like, I was taught that, so it's already instilled in me. Now, it's up. You can teach a child anything you want, but it's up to them to institute everything that you taught to them, taught them back when they were young. See, what people are doing, they wait until they get mid-15 to 16 or almost 17 to 18, then we want to be a dad and a mom, or we want to try to be their friends and smoke weed with them and drink with them. Because, we got to act like we're in with the teenagers instead of the teenagers respecting you and understanding what this is all about. See, that's why I cannot wait for this Empowered Men series, www.conservativegen.com, in 2 weeks, because I'm going to rip it up with about things about that. This has nothing to do with the ladies. This has to do everything with the young men.
You got to stop swearing on my show. You keep talking about empowering men, and, that's not a good thing. Just ask any feminist. They'll tell you. You can't use that kind of language on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, next week, I can't wait to see you, because I got my shoe shine brush. Sir, I can't wait to shine your shoes, because, us black folks, that's all we,
I'm glad you do that, because I like the loons that are listening on the left to see how stupid they are, right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's why I always say that, because I know I take people. I like the needle people.
Oh, yeah, I love
you
it.
Know, I don't mind being needled back, but, you know, I told you, everyone always tells me that. That's why they can't wait till I retire in June. You know, my colleagues, they say, man, you are a public nuisance. And I'm like, good, I'm doing my job. That's what I do. I irritate. Because if you're that ignorant to allow me to irritate you, then, knowing is half the battle. So,
well, here's the funny thing about all this. When you think about what you do, okay, so we joke, you and I jokingly refer to it as poking people or irritating people, but you're causing them to think. I'm not calling people's names or telling these stories just for shock value. I want you to think
right.
about what's going on. I want you to think, look, with everything that we've recently found, and I don't know what's true or what's not true, it's as was famously said, it's above my pay grade, right? But when you think about what's going on, there's a new poll out right now that says a majority of voters, they want a special prosecutor to investigate the coup attempt. Now, you look at all that information now that's coming up, that's coming down the pike, and I don't hear anybody on the left upset about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, let me say this real quick. We all know about the coup, what was going back on it, going back in 1963, on that dreadful day. And now we've rolled all the way to now. We hear pretty much the same thing, that a group of people that want to, military industrial complex and also other people that have been nothing but murderers their whole life and their families. I'm not going to mention who they are because we already know who they are. That's in that cabal and also the globalists and the Bilderbergs. We know who they are. So we already know what they're about. And, it's about time that somebody got a hold of these people and stopped them dead in their tracks. But you'll never be able to stop them because they always got a patsy that they put in front to get arrested while they sit back and laugh. So the only thing I can say for all of us in this country is to try to take care of our families and try to make a difference with these young Americans. Because guess what? Strength in numbers changes everything. And education is power, and power is education. So that's what you got to do. You got to get educated up, and also the armor of God. And I'm trying to tell you, that's more than politics on any day.
Yeah,
day.
Listen, you talk about education. We're going to talk about what you're doing in a second. But, I keep telling people, you got to do your homework. And I'm sure you're going to learn this in your school. Got to do your homework. And two quick things. Back in the days of Jim Crow, the issue was you couldn't teach a black person to read. Do you know why? Not because they didn't want to waste their time. Not because they didn't have the money for books. Because they knew if you educated them, they would be smart enough to get themselves out of this situation. They would figure out how to rise up and get out of this situation. So you couldn't educate them. So what have we done over the last 30 or 40 years? The lefties have non-educated a lot of our young people. And now they don't know how to get out of the situation they're in. Now they have to rely on the government. And that was a plan.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, no way around
that. Yeah, absolutely correct. But I'd like to thank you again for allowing me to come on and appear. And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. And remember, www.conservativegen.com, Grassroots Conservative Association Group. Based in Houston, 9 Acres, Houston, Texas, and I want to tell everyone I got to add this, nonprofit. See you at CPAC next week, and also check for the Corey Anna and Friends Unplugged this Monday night.
We'll put you in
7 o'clock, 7 p.m.
We'll put you on our email blast. Hey, people, don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Pastor David Hayes is going to join me. We're going to talk about how is it that the number of witches, and I'm not talking about the kind you refer to verbally, rising dramatically across the U.S. as millennials reject Christianity. How do we let that happen? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.